Hey, do you want to come over and make a pot of tea, bring your favorite crystals? You know, we could talk about our birth charts, spirits, the latest house spells we've been doing. Welcome to the neighborhood. I'm that witch next door. Welcome to another episode of That Witch Podcast. I'm Danny, of course, That Witch Next Door. Welcome to the neighborhood, if this is your first time, by the way. If this is not your first time, welcome back. I'm so glad to have you here. I am very jazzed for this episode today. I want to dive straight the fuck into it because as soon as the idea came through for this one, I was like, smashing the record button like yesterday. So we're going to just get into it. I recently, so if you haven't been around here ever before, or it's been a while, just to recap, my family and I, we are from Colorado. My husband, my daughter, and our little pup, we're from Colorado. Earlier this year, we moved out of our home. We moved in with my in-laws. We sold our home. We sold and got rid of a ton of our shit. We packed up a pod and we headed well over 2,000 miles up to the northeast coast to New Hampshire, where we now live, just a pure new adventure, chasing our dreams. We love the region and the area up here. And so we spent the better part of 2 years manifesting our asses off, busted and working our asses off and making it out here. And ever since we got out here, you know, amidst all of just the millions and millions of crazy fucking things that you encounter and have to do and coordinate and blah, blah, blah for moving, some of the biggest list of to-do things that we've had since we moved out here was like renewing and redoing and filing for all of our logistical things. So getting our driver's licenses, our vehicle registration, our vehicle inspections, registering my daughter for school, closing things out in Colorado, like all these things. And one of the things that I had to do for my business is, so if you move and you have to change your address, you essentially are closing out and dissolving your business and refiling in another state. That's the way I was advised. That's the way that I did it. And I'm by no means like a resource for these things. I can definitely refer you to some people that are, which is who I learned from. But I myself am not a person that knows these things or is educated in them, but I definitely could point you in the right direction if you need. So I closed out my LLC in Colorado, state of Colorado recently, and I filed for my LLC in New Hampshire. And if you have ever done anything in an online government web portal, you know how annoying the website is and how tedious and stupid the process is. And so that's exactly what it was. It's not a big deal. It's easy. It's easy enough overall. I'm very, very lucky and privileged and blessed that I can read that information and that I have the education that I do with computers and these kinds of things. Cause I'm like, I can't even imagine if you were an immigrant or if you had learning difficulties or disabilities, like this is, and if you didn't have help or resources, like, because the process is super, super convoluted and can be really difficult. It's mainly overall just very tedious and definitely longer than it needs to be. And so, you know, I'm totally engrossed in the process, making sure I'm checking the right boxes, my spelling is right, my address is right. I've had to type in 80 goddamn times. I'm like, oh my God, how many times do you need this address verified? It's the same address. I'm not paying attention to what time it is. I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just, you know, filling out an online form. Well, this is one of my favorite ways that magic shows up in real life, in the mundane. And you have to pick like your effective date and if the business has a term date or if it's just kind of open-ended, you have to fill all of those things in. And so I just, you know, I click today's date from the little drop-down menu. I scroll on. I make sure it's open-ended duration so I don't give myself a term date or anything. I move on. Like 3 minutes later, it takes me to the confirmation page, the summary page, where you review all of your details before you electronically sign and officially file the form. Well, apparently, the moment that I clicked today's date, or you know, the today's date for the effective date, apparently was 11/11, and I had no idea because now it was a few minutes later because I looked at the clock at that point, and it was 11:15 when I was physically doing the e-sign and the submission. And so that was the coolest thing. And obviously, you guys, the astrologer in me was like, chart. I posted it on Instagram, so you may remember when you saw this. And I had multiple people reach out to me and ask me about the chart. Of course, the chart. Of course. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the chart. And I want this like in real time chart analysis to serve as a little bit of a lesson as well for anybody getting interested in doing this for themselves. Okay. Today's episode is brought to you by Sister Yarrow, one of my favorite handmade clothing, home goods, and accessories companies located in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. Created by one of my dear friends, owner and artist, Madeline Greason, Sister Yarrow connects you to both earth and spirit by bringing you handmade, one-of-a-kind pieces inspired by nature and all things magic. Now, this autumn, Sister Yarrow's most recent collection is called the Earth Seasons Collection. It is a mixture of earrings, necklaces, and accessories and more that primarily focus on beautiful mixed metals, crystals, and other minerals with an emphasis on simplistic, gorgeous, bohemian designs. Now, in addition to their newest collection, Sister Yarrow also offers a wide variety of products like sun catchers and mobiles. I have a couple in my home and they are a favorite of myself and my daughter. They cast little rainbows across the room. We've got home goods, candles, crystals, clothing, and more. And listeners of That Witch podcast also get an exclusive discount on SisterYarrow.com. Simply use the code THATWITCH10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Go to SisterYarrow.com. Make sure you subscribe to their email newsletter so you never miss their newest collection, newest products, or exclusive discounts and sales. And make sure you use code THATWITCH10 to receive 10% off your entire order at SisterYarrow.com. So, first and foremost, the first decision I had to make was, am I casting an entirely new chart for that witch next door? Right? Because technically, I ended the LLC in Colorado and I had to start a new one, and that's in New Hampshire, and that's what the 11/11 was. And so I'm like, do I start a whole new chart? Ultimately, okay, keep in mind, sorry, disclaimer, you know me and my disclaimers. Please bear in mind that there is no black and white one way or right way to do this for yourself. Business astrology, it really truly comes down to the creators of that business and their intuition, because you can't ask the business entity itself, like the energy of that business, without intuitively channeling it, right? So ultimately, it comes down to the intuition of that business owner, the person asking that, essentially. So there are definitely situations where it's going to feel more aligned and feel right to create a whole new chart. I ultimately decided not to do that. And I added this as a transit date in my astrology app. By the way, I use Time Passages, which is an app you can use on both Apple and Android. It's by the makers Astrograph. There are so many amazing apps and websites out there for charting your charts. I have been using Time Passages for years. It's by far my personal favorite, so I always give them a shout out on here. It's not even sponsored or anything. I just adore them so, so much. And I love that I can save the transits. So this is a big reason why I decided to add as a transit. So when you go into my charts and you go to that Witch Next Door's chart, and then from there, you open up the transits for that witch's chart, I can save all of these different transit dates. And that is one of my favorite features about this app. I pay for the full paid version. So it's $35 or $36 a year, I'm pretty sure. And it is like crazy beyond worth it. I love supporting them and giving them my money every year. It is so insanely worth the unlimited features that you get with this app. So helpful for personal astrology use and professional astrology use. I absolutely adore them. So again, there's my unsolicited shout out. But that is why I wanted to give that to you, because that can and should and is totally valid to influence how you cast your charts for yourself. And so because this was just such an easy feature, I was like, you know what? I still see the birth of that witch as 2019, which is when I I think I went with when I launched my website. And then I didn't even file for my first LLC in Colorado for, I don't remember, it was 6 months or something like that, 6 or 8 months. So since I was like, I mean, I didn't do a whole new chart when I filed for the LLC, so I don't need to do a whole new chart for this new LLC. Let me add this as a transit in here. And what the app will do is it shows the original natal chart at the very center of the two charts. And then there's a secondary outer wheel or outer chart that is the timestamp that you gave it for that transit date. So I put in August 24th, 2023 at 11:11 a.m. Eastern time. And oh my God, I am so excited to dig into this chart with you. This is just going to be so much fun. This is something that I am super excited to be doing more on season 5, is just like getting in and interpreting charts, because this is just some of my favorite thing to do in the whole entire world. And I think that it's still a really, really effective way to teach along the way. If at any point you're like, I want to be able to understand these parts and pieces better, I want to be able to do this for myself in my chart and my business, I cannot recommend my astrology courses enough, okay? Astrology with That Witch Next Door, the link is in the show notes below. I won't get into all the details right now so that we could just dive into episode content. But if you're interested in all at purchasing one multi-level course that will cover it all and give you for once and for all the tools that you need to be actually getting started in astrology and understanding these parts and pieces and interpreting them for yourself, I cannot recommend it enough. Astrology with That Witch Next Door, my friend. Okay, so let's start looking at this chart. First, let me give you a little context from that witch's natal chart, okay? So before we go into the transit, let me give y'all my big three. Let me give you my main breakdown so that you can start picturing our girl's vibe here, okay? So my business has a birth date of March 8th, 2019, actually at 11:14 a.m., Mountain time. And I can't remember why it's 11:14. I could have gone back and looked at the time that I published the website, or I could have gone with the default time when I was setting up the chart. Who knows? It's been fucking years since I put this in here. So, but that's really funny that it was 11:14 in my time zone then. And then my transit that we'll be talking about today is 11:11 in my new time zone. So big three for that witch would be Pisces sun, obvi. Aries moon, just so funny. And of fucking course, Gemini rising. Oh, so perfect. I'll never forget the first time I saw that. I was like, of course it's a Gemini rising. I love it so, so much. A couple other key characteristics here. That witch's midheaven is at 2 degrees of Pisces, which means that witch is icy or depths, right, is at 2 degrees of Virgo. And since we are a Gemini rising, this means we are a Sagittarius descendant. One thing right off the bat, as soon as we go there, Jupiter is conjunct the descendant, and Jupiter is right at home in Sagittarius. Chef's kiss, fucking beautiful placement. At this time, Saturn was still in Capricorn. I was in the peak of my Saturn return. And I didn't even realize this until years later. And I was doing some business astrology for myself. And I was comparing my natal chart with my business's chart. And our Saturns are conjunct off by 1 degree. I was like right there at the peak of my Saturn return, which is just so perfect and so crazy. Pluto was not far away from this. So Saturn was at 18 degrees of Capricorn, and Pluto was just at 22 degrees of Capricorn at this time. Nice big chunky Pisces stellium. We've got Mercury in Pisces, Sun in Pisces, asteroid Vesta in Pisces, and Neptune in Pisces, and of course that Pisces midheaven. And I was like, yep, 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 yep. That checks, that tracks, that tracks. we've got that Aries moon. We also have Chiron in Aries, 1 degree, fresh into the Aries journey for Chiron. Super, super interesting. Then Mars at 15 degrees of Taurus. So this was, oh, and lastly, I'll say North Node or Divine Soul Purpose, 25 degrees of Cancer. My natal, Chiron, is at 27 degrees of Cancer. So a lot of that witch next door's divine soul purpose is intrinsically connected to my own personal fucking healing journey, y'all. Do you hear that? You need to be doing your career chart or your business chart with your personal chart. So you don't even have to be an entrepreneur. You don't have to be able to do the actual chart for the business entity itself. There are a ton of ways to do business astrology. You could do the start date of a job. You could do the start date of a certain career field, a significant date within your career itself. And that date, I mean, God, the ideas could be endless there. It could be the day you laid a boundary for yourself, the day you declared some sort of title or identity for yourself, the day you quit a fucking job. I mean, there's so many things that you can do. And I think we forget about this a lot in astrology, and we tie it so much to a physical person or entity. And I'm like, babe, you got to be putting dates in there. You got to be just putting in significant dates and time, because it'll blow your fucking mind. It'll blow your mind. This is one of the best ways to study astrology, by the way. So if you are taking astrology with that witch next door, or you're about to, because I mentioned it, I really, really suggest using charts like this as well, not just your natal chart. Sometimes when you use your natal chart only, you start to get a little bit burnt out and a little desensitized. And it's, you know, you've looked at the same thing so many times. So great way to refresh that. But if you still want to stay in the same realm, like if you're like, I still want to look at my personal life. I'm sick of looking at my own fucking chart. Look at a significant person in your life's chart, or a significant day or event in your life. And again, the connections, you'll just be like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. So one time I pulled the chart for the first time I moved, when I moved from my first childhood home into my final childhood home, because we moved when I was 9, 10. And so I looked at the chart for that transition and, oh my God, just so illuminating, absolutely illuminating. Now, when it comes to that witch next door, the rebirth, we'll call it, aka this transit date, we have the sun in Virgo at 1 degree. So the day before this, I filed for my LLC, was the start of Virgo season. So super, super fresh, which was just honestly perfect. I love that I didn't even do any of this on purpose. The only reason I even remembered and thought to pull a chart was because of that beautiful spirit number of getting the 11/11 effective date. Had I not gotten that time, I probably would have not even thought to run a chart for the day. I may have later on and been like, oh, I should run a chart for that time. You know what? I'll just use the day that I filed for my LLC. But who knows if I would have ever found the original time or something. I don't know. And so that's like a huge reason why I even looked it up in the first place. So when I did this though, and I was after the fact now interpreting the chart, I was like, this is so perfect that I did this in Virgo season. And I really did surrender and give myself the rest of Leo season to just finish, you know, not finish healing, but like rest and recuperate from the biggest tremors of moving. Because after that, the tremors get smaller and smaller and the stresses are smaller and smaller and it's, you know, things smooth out. But I really did let myself lean into that Leo energy and just rest. And then I got things moving right at the start of Virgo season. And the sun being in Virgo in this transit chart just amplifies that. We also have Pallas Athena, Mercury retrograde, and Mars all in Virgo. And I was like, yes, 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 we need this. Like that witch podcast, we need this fucking Virgo energy, my friend. So I was super, super excited about that. Then what was hilarious is as soon as I noticed Mercury retrograde, which Mercury retrograde began on the day of first day of Virgo season as well. So as soon I was like, oh yeah, duh, I forgot that I was doing all this stuff that they tell you not to do, by the way, during Mercury retrograde. Hi, that's what I was doing, filing documents and creating new agreements and shit. But guess what I noticed? My Mercury in Pisces for that witch next door's natal chart is at almost an exact opposition in Pisces at 28 degrees instead of 21 degrees, which is where the Virgo Mercury currently was retrograde when I refiled the LLC. When that witch was born, Mercury was at 28 degrees of Pisces and was also retrograde. So I was like, perfect. That actually brought me more comfort. I was like, well, good. The ruler of all of that Virgo energy is at home in Virgo in this chart and is retrograde. And that's okay because it really reminds me of how I had to be while I was filing the LLC, where like I was just being patient, you know, getting through like the parts that you have to get through. And it makes so much sense because on a personal level, my tarot card of the year is Justice. So all year, whether it was the house sale, like everything, I have been really mindful of that Justice energy and making sure like I'm dotting my I's, I'm crossing my T's, my ducks are in a row, like all of that shit. And I think that Mercury being retrograde kind of adds to this kind of carefulness of mind, like making sure we're not rushing through, we're being patient when mishaps happen and things like that. And honestly, I, in my personal natal chart, I have Gemini Mars retrograde, which is Mercury-ruled retrograde energy. So I function a little bit differently under Mercury retrograde than some other people do. And don't get me wrong, I definitely still have my fucking bullshit retrograde-y frustrations. But I also don't struggle that badly. Like, the little mistakes and stuff happen, especially the technology glitches and things like that. But I have just, like, been reminding myself for so many years now to be patient during Mercury retrograde that I don't get super frustrated anymore. And I just take that moment of, like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be being patient right now. And I do. And so I wonder if that's why it doesn't feel like this horrible earth-ending time for me, because call it my Gemini retrograde Mars or not, maybe it's just because I take those moments to just remind myself and get patient. I mentioned this on, let's see here. Oh, it was a while ago when I was updating everybody in between seasons of the podcast. I had mentioned that Witch Next Door has a Pisces midheaven. And at that time, Saturn was basically on top of my midheaven. So at the time of refiling the LLC, Saturn was at 4 degrees retrograde in Pisces. And the midheaven, if you remember, is at only 2 degrees of Pisces. So they're super, super close. Saturn is up there at my business's midheaven in the 10th house, fucking keeping an eye on everything and holding me accountable to everything, but also encouraging me to explore boundaries and hold them in an intuitive way and trusting my intuition every single step of my way right now, because I don't have to always have a reason, like a logical reason, for why I'm making a decision or holding a boundary or implementing a system. Sometimes I just know that it's what needs to be done, and that's enough, and I can trust in myself that much. And ultimately, Saturn does teach us, and this is what I love about Saturn being at that witch's midheaven during this big rebirth period, is Saturn teaches us that, like, there is no mistake we can't come back from. So don't limit yourself out of fear of mistakes. This is one of the beautiful energies that Pisces gives Saturn, because Saturn could definitely struggle with perfectionism depending on the sign that it's in, especially like an earth sign. And when it's in Pisces, it's like, hey, we're mutable here, baby. We adapt. We are so fucking resourceful. Don't worry. So even if you follow your intuition and a mistake happens, maybe the mistake was meant to happen. Maybe it's okay to move through and fix mistakes. And maybe we just gain experience and increase our value anyways, in spite of that. So I got such a comforting, reassuring sensation when I saw Saturn right there. And then kind of last final things jumping out at me, because again, it's astrology, so we could just go and go and go and go and go. At the time of this rebirth, both a Venus opposition and a Black Moon Lilith opposition taking place. So in the natal chart of that witch next door, Venus is at 8 degrees of Aquarius. Black Moon Lilith is at 23 degrees of Aquarius. On this day of the rebirth and refiling the LLC, Venus was retrograde in Leo at 14 degrees. And Black Moon Lilith was at 25 degrees of Leo. So that one was a super strong opposition. This was so intriguing to me as soon as I saw it. So much of what I started out doing and what I started out valuing and what started out attracting me about business and this lifestyle and my mission and everything has changed and like turned on a 180. And I need to trust in a lot of that direction right now. And I think it's exactly why, like, I could not have foreseen this huge, unpredictable, like, oh, all of a sudden we need a way bigger makeover. And makeover is such a Venetian concept in the first place, especially Venus retrograde in Leo. A makeover, that is quintessential Venus retrograde energy. I couldn't have ever predicted it. And it's so meant to be. It is expanding the fuck out of my perspective. It's expanding the fuck out of my horizons. And I love seeing the bigness of oppositions like that in charts. They're really stark like that. And that's what they are in nature. They're contrast, right? That's what oppositions or opposites are. They're two contrasting ideas or entities. And I loved that I saw that because it gave me a lot of trust in being different than where I was and where I started out. And knowing that that's not only okay, it's supposed to be like this. It's so freeing and so liberating to look at it that way. And to see astrology and the cosmos basically cheering me on and saying, I know everything looks and feels so different and you feel like you like all these different things and you're attracted to such different things now. And like, that means you're expressing yourself really differently and all, I get it, but you're supposed to be, you're like becoming more cultured. You're becoming more experienced. You're growing, you're expanding. Yeah. Like that's exactly how I view that message from the cosmos. So I just thought it was so empowering and I was so excited to share all of these insights with all of you because I want this to inspire you to do this for yourself, like right away, jump into your astrology app or website and do this for yourself. Look at the first day that you started your job or you started your business, or look at a significant recent day in your business and contrast that with the natal chart of your business and then contrast that information with your natal chart and your personal journey. It is so illuminating and just so reassuring. You'll see the challenges. You'll see where the challenges came up and you're like, oh, this makes so much sense. And you'll remember, I was supposed to have these challenges. This is exactly what it taught me. And now I can see this when I'm looking from this totally zoomed out, trusting perspective. That's exactly what astrology does for us. So thank you. Thank you for diving into the chart of That Witch Next Door with me. I cannot wait to do this with more charts this season and just dive deeper into sharing these different branches of astrology, but with charts right in front of me, reading and interpreting these transits and these aspects right in front of you. I can't wait. This will not be the last time that we talk about That Witch Next Door's chart. There's so much more to expand on and we can all learn together. So thank you, my neighbor, for your wonderful time today. It means the world to me. I hope that you stay safe this week. Make sure that you're letting yourself have some damn fun. And stay magical out there. Hey, I have a quick question for you. Are you one of our neighbors here in the neighborhood really trying to commit to learning your birth chart and feeling totally overwhelmed and beaten down by the process? You feel like you're just trying to memorize all of these different symbols and numbers and meanings and signs, and none of it is really coming together and making a lot of sense. You, my friend, are exactly who I was when I was studying astrology. And all of those challenges that you're encountering are challenges that all of us had to encounter while we were learning. The problem is that there's way too much information out there and it can take us years to piece together all of these different places where we learn about our birth chart to make it finally make sense for us. But not anymore. This is exactly why I designed each level of my birth chart course, Astrology with That Witch Next Door. Every single one of these courses is full length in and of itself and is designed to encourage your own natural paced system and process of learning with me walking you through step by step, piece by piece of the chart, helping you draw your own connections, reminding you when to pause and take breaks from the class, providing you with exercises and prompts for practicing on your own, and how to get the most out of your studies. It really is like having me as your own teacher. Now, this course is already available in full to all of my full-time students in That Witch School. So if this is interesting to you and you've already been wanting to join That Witch School, please head over to thatwitchnextdoor.com/enroll and sign up as a full-time student, and you can get access to the complete series of courses of astrology with That Witch Next Door right now. If you are not looking for That Witch School, or you're not quite ready to join us monthly yet, but you do know that astrology is calling you and you are ready to learn your birth chart and how to interpret the astrological forecasts, the planetary transits for yourself without having to run to Google or your app every single time to get an interpretation, these courses are for you, my friend. It really, truly is like getting me as your teacher outside of the show. So if you already learn so much here when we're together just rattling off about astrology, imagine if I'm taking you through piece by piece, level by level, every section of the chart so that you're not just trying to memorize all of these parts and pieces anymore. You're actually starting to understand, making connections and your own interpretations. You can get Astrology with That Witch Next Door right now. This is a digital course that not only comes with well over 8 hours of video content, it also comes with the PowerPoint presentations for each level, as well as a workbook for each level that lets you walk through the course step by step right along with me in real time. My students in That Witch School and outside of That Witch School that have taken my birth chart course are always coming to me with feedback about how much more they are learning in such a shorter amount of time in their studies because of astrology with That Witch Next Door and the way that I structured the courses and the way that I outlined all of the information. You can go to thatwitchnextdoor.com/astrology to learn more and get your course today.